about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. I think most of you guys are pretty happy with us doctors. I mean, you know, I'm a nice guy, right? I'm kind of nice. I'm kind of sweet. Looks like Rob is pretty upset. Rob from Seattle writes, Doctor, I am sick and tired of all you doctors ignoring alternative medicine. I can't find a doctor open-minded enough, and you narcissistic demigods think you know it all when we could save money using natural remedies used for centuries. I don't have... disagree with you? Did I just do a double negative? I agree we should be investigating more natural remedies. I love alternative medicine. I really dig that stuff. I love it. Doesn't mean, though, I could recommend it. I love the stuff. Don't know if I could recommend it, though. Okay? You forget, Rob, we doctors get sued. Okay? You've heard of that? Lawsuits. If we recommend anything and you end up having an adverse response from that sub or said anything, or if, let's say, you end up having a disease that could have been controlled with a pharmaceutical and we don't do our duty and suggest that pharmaceutical and instead let you try something natural, you can make a case, or your prosecuting attorney can make a case. Okay, I mean, I can't speak for all doctors, but I know me and many of them really, really dig a lot of the alternative medicine out there. If we could fight heart disease adding extra garlic to our food, I'm there. I love it. Tell me to add extra cinnamon. Tell me to eat 10 blueberries a day to fight dementia. I am there. You know, a few Saturdays ago, we had a caller. Same thing, Rob. Same thing. Really upset that nobody suggests alternative medicine to him. And he sounded pretty knowledgeable on medicine. So I asked if he worked in the medical field, and no, he didn't. He had a neurological condition, so he had been seeing doctors for decades. And, you know, I mean, after seeing doctors for an ailment for decades, you guys get pretty well, you know, read and well-educated on the subject. So I could tell he had a lot of education. But what threw me off is he was upset that nobody would suggest something natural for his condition. And when I asked him what his neurological condition was, he said it was a seizure disorder. Now, right there, I had to stop him, you know, and I asked him, I go, you know, look, I'd love to learn, but what over-the-counter in your nutritional vitamin store stops seizures if you're having an active seizure? And, you know, he starts to kind of stutter a little bit and go, well, no, you know, we doctors need to suggest prevention. And I go, well, I agree that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, things that we could do to suggest seizure prevention. And I'm sure most neurologists do. But, you know, you're talking about alternative medicine instead of pharmaceuticals, because he said we were all in bed with pharmaceutical companies. And I love it when people, you know, accuse me of having sexual relations with somebody else. You know, I can't run for public office later. And I told him I haven't slept with a pharmaceutical agent that I remember sober. And you know, I asked him, so, you know, if you're having a seizure, what natural can I pull out of my kitchen cupboard, or I could get out of a Trader Joe's to stop your seizing? And he kept kind of hammering. And I had to tell him, look, I would lose my license in 5 seconds if I didn't give you something to stop those seizures. Okay? You know, mind you, I'm an MD. I'm a family practice board certified MD. I was trained to learn how to use pharmaceuticals. I took the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm. And my job is, if you are having a life-threatening ailment, I need to prescribe what I know and what is out there to help save your life. And seizures could kill you. And so when somebody, you know, accuses us of being in bed with pharmaceutical companies and not offering natural remedies, please tell us what condition, and I would probably be able to in 5 seconds tell you what you could die of or what we could be sued for if we get it wrong and withhold pharmaceutical treatment. If Obamacare had anything in it, say, look, we're going to protect the doctors. We want to save money. We want to save money, so we will not allow doctors to get sued if they suggest red yeast, red rice yeast, suggest garlic fish oil for your cholesterol, that you end up having a heart attack, you will protect the doctors from getting sued. No, there's nothing in that. Obamacare has nothing saying, look, we're going to give the doctors guidelines, but if they follow our guidelines, they're immune from lawsuits. It doesn't say that. All it says is we're going to give doctors guidelines. Well, if you can't guarantee that the doctor's not going to get sued if somebody gets a heart attack, then you can't expect the doctors to withhold or avoid using what we're trained to use and what standard of care. I mean, look at that cardiologist that got sued. Many of you have heard this case where somebody cheated on his wife in a menage a trois. He was having sex with a woman and another man on a Saturday, dropped dead. On a Sunday, I'm sorry, dropped dead from a heart attack. He was in his late 30s. He had seen a cardiologist the week before. Cardiologist had set him up for a stress test. We don't know if the patient said, you know what, I can't do it the next day. Can you put it off till next Monday? So the stress test was the day after he ended up dying. Well, the family decided to sue the doctor. All right, the guy cheats on his wife, has in a menage a trois, drops dead of a heart attack. They decide to sue the heart doctor and actually win, saying the heart doctor should have tested him earlier. Or the heart doctor should have had a better history in his chart. Heart doctor said he wasn't unstable. He was stable. And the prosecuting attorney said, no, the doctor should have said he was unstable. But if the patient wasn't unstable, why should the doctor lie? So this is what we medical professionals are up against. You know, I would love to recommend acupuncture, let's say, for a gout attack. I would love that. I would love to. I think acupuncture is phenomenal. But you end up having an exorbitant amount of pain. That ends up stressing you. Let's say you end up having a heart attack from that. The prosecuting attorney that you hire could easily say, Dr. Dahlia purposely withheld proper medicine, breach of duty. Why the heck wouldn't she have stopped your gout attack with the pharmaceuticals that she was trained to use? And boom, that led to this sequela, and it's her fault. And I'd be nailed right then and there. Now, don't go away. I want to talk to you about a Florida couple who I guess is addicted to coffee enemas. I'd like to ask you guys, is there anything that you really are addicted to over the counter? Or anything that you swear by that's natural that helps you out? 1-877-DOT-DELI, 1-877-362-3254.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code RADIO13.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to Premier and XM Satellite Radio for broadcasting the show and all our affiliates out there. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook on the Facebook show. So, on the Facebook show. Really, I can't get it right after 4 years, the Dr. Dahlia show on Facebook. The Facebook show. That would be a great show. See? Maybe that's kind of a slip there that I could come up a Facebook show. Yay! You like, you poke, you super poke. Would kind of be a X-rated show if that, right? That would be a Facebook show. Anyway, no super poking right now. Got a lot to talk about. We are talking about home remedies, alternative medicine, complementary medicine, and why doctors don't seem to be as open-minded, according to many of our listeners. And, you know, so in the first segment of the show, I say what I always say. You know, I love the stuff. I think it's great. It's just if anything goes wrong and you end up not having a wonderful outcome, doctors are putting their license on the line. And many of us wish, and I can't speak for all doctors, but many of us doctors wish that we could have some protection, that there could be some encouragement in the healthcare system to allow us doctors, to allow you all to explore more complementary alternative type medicine. I absolutely agree with our previous listener, Rob, that it would save money. Heck yeah. I would love for many of you to see a chiropractor and hopefully put off having orthopedic surgery or the injections until the physical therapy or the chiropractic doesn't work. You know, or acupuncture for back pain. I would love to see more of those types of referrals, you know, unfortunately, in many of the allopathic medicine realms, you know, we don't seem to learn that much about alternative medicine or complementary approaches. And so we learn how to play it safe. Somebody has back pain, recurrent back pain. We'll get an orthopedic involved. We'll get the MRI, et cetera. Yet I can't tell you how many patients do wonderfully with chiropractic. How many patients do wonderfully with physical therapy and with acupuncture. It's great, you know. But, you know, God forbid you have a disc and somebody claims that the disc, you know, got worse because Dr. Dahlia didn't send you to orthopedics and have you, you know, go into surgery. I don't know. You know, there's no standard when it comes to lawsuits. You could be sued for anything and successfully sued. Going back to that cardiologist sued when the man cheats on his wife and drops dead. Why the heck is the cardiologist getting sued? The man cheats on his wife, dies. I guess family's upset, thinks they can make some money, and I feel bad. I mean, if the guy had kids and the wife, I feel bad for them losing, you know, their father and husband when he cheated on the family. I feel bad for them. But do they really have to go after the doctor? And every time these cases occur where they go after the doctor, it turns around and hurts you. It does. You know, we talk about this case that's happening in Aurora, Colorado, and I think it is a case that is rightfully being pursued. One of the widows of somebody who was shot at the Aurora, Colorado shooting, one of the widows is now going after the doctor, Dr. Lynn Fenton, who had seen James Holmes prior to the shooting. And as you all remember, Dr. Lynn Fenton had taken care of James Holmes, apparently had to eventually sever care. She had thought something wasn't right with him, went to her board, her local university board, but never went that extra step and called the police. If she would have called the police, maybe they would have put him on 72-hour hold, and then he would have possibly then not been able to go and, plan the crime and actually carry it out. So she's being sued for breach of duty. That's something that to me isn't a frivolous lawsuit. That's something where you can make a claim that if he told her he was planning on killing people, then that would be then breach of duty. I don't know if he told her directly that he was going to kill a bunch of people, but they're claiming that he did, and so she had breach of duty. All right, but now how does that affect us? Even though that lawsuit may be rightfully pursued, what it turns out, what ends up happening for you and I, et cetera, is if any of us go to a doctor, we may be more hesitant to tell them anything deep down inside because we'd be afraid that they could turn around and then call the police and put us on 72-hour hold. So you see, you know, if doctors now realize, look, we have to, if we hear any, and we actually should, I mean, if somebody's planning homicide, you have to call the police. But, if doctors are now going to be, you know what, I'm not even going to mess with it, I'll get the police right away each and every time, then how are patients going to want to disclose their deep, most innermost feelings? You know, a lot of these psychiatrists, they get you to speak because they go, look, okay, I'm not taping this. I'm not writing it down. It's just you and me. Talk to me. Let's go for a walk. Talk to me. Well, doc, I got to admit, I mean, I really wish this person was out of my life. They bully me. I wish they were dead. You know, and okay, boom, doctor then calls the police, puts them on 72-hour hold. Will that patient ever want to open up? So you see, as things happen, it always trickles down to you as a patient. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Jim calling from Illinois. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I have a possible solution that might keep doctors from being sued. People have high expectations because, you know, in medical school, you take the Hippocratic Oath, you do no harm, you're supposed to, treat the patient. Now, people think doctors are there to cure their ills. And you're not trained like homeopathic medicine and that thing to cure or erase whatever the treatment or the illness is. You guys are now in the position by the pharmaceutical companies to just throw medicine at it. So you're basically disease treatment individuals. If you change the logistics of the language, that might make it harder for people to sue.
But where, Jim? Excellent point, Jim. Excellent point. But where would the language be? Like, for example, that doctor that got sued because the man cheated on his wife and died. He didn't get sued because he threw pharmaceuticals at the patient. He got sued because the man died before the testing was done. And the jury found him responsible for the man dropping dead in a menage a trois. In that case, where would the writing be? And how would that help him in a case?
I have no idea. That's more of a personal, private nature, considering circumstances. But I just chalk that up to sucks to be you, because that's kind of
thank
a lottery.
You go to
try to win the lottery and you strike out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it does. It does suck to be us. Jim, you're wonderful. Thank you for calling. But Jim brings up a good point. What are your expectations? And keep calling, guys. I'd love to hear, how you feel about the situation. And, should doctors be out on a limb when it comes to recommending something alternative or homeopathic? Or should doctors be liable still because they should quote unquote know better? And, should there be more tort reform? As you can see, this is a conversation that could be so convoluted and have so many, subsets of issues. But, Jim brings up a good point. What is yours and my, idea, or what are our expectations of the doctor? Now, many of us think the doctor is going to cure us. Absolutely. All right. I mean, many of us think, okay, if we have a cancer, the doctor will cure us. Now, anytime I have found cancer, anytime I have helped with the cure, I thank God. I pray a lot. I pray before the procedure. I pray after the procedure, cutting out a melanoma, sending them to the referral. I pray. Now, I'm not a surgeon. I'm not an oncologist, but whatever I do, right, in the path or process of finding something that could possibly cause the demise of person, clogged artery, I never walk around patting myself on the back saying, I'm the poop. I don't do that, because I feel like, my knowledge came from God and God's the one that ultimately decides. That's just how I feel. Okay. And I know some of you, may disagree with doctors, incorporating, any spirituality, with their treatment. And no, I'd never say, I'm not going to treat you. I'm going to let God handle this one. Never. But if ever anything goes right, I always thank God as a part of it. So I would never market myself to any patients as I'm the one that's going to cure you. Okay, I mean, if I market myself to my patients, and I really probably should do more marketing, I don't. Oh, are we at the end? Oh, no. All right. Guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Keep calling in. 1-877-362-3254.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we are talking about home remedies. What are your favorite home remedies? What do you swear works? What is something that you can't live without that's over the counter or at your local health food store? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. We were talking about in the previous segment, one of our callers, Jim, had said, you know, doctors maybe need to change the language of, you know, who they are and what they do, such that people don't have these expectations that we are going to cure all ills, we are going to save your life. And I was kind of going into it where, you know, I never would take the credit for saving somebody's life. I would always thank God, you know, if it happened or when it does happen. But, you know, I basically would market myself as I am here to guide you through the medical process. And I am here to explain what's out there, explain what your treatments are, explain what your options are, and educate you on what are the possibilities down the line with the illness that we've just diagnosed you with. For example, some of you have been walking around with odd calcium levels. Calcium levels or very low vitamin D levels. Well, I may run a parathyroid hormone, and a parathyroid hormone test checks to see your parathyroid hormone. If that hormone is off, it will actually leach. If it's high, it will leach calcium from your bones. You'll end up having higher circulating calcium, which could cause problems, arrhythmias, liver issues, kidney issues, etc. You could get kidney stones from that. You could get, you know, psychoses from it. It could cause you to have low vitamin D. We know low vitamin D could put you at risk for cancer and other types of issues. And so I would recommend, all right, if you do have high parathyroid, to look at the options as to why. Do you have extra parathyroid tissue? Many of us have about 4 to 6 little parathyroid, cute little dots behind our thyroid. That's why they're called parathyroid. Do you have an adenoma? Do you have a tumor of the parathyroid? All right. This is what we need to investigate. This is what we need to look for, because if we let this go, you could end up having so much leaching of the bones. You have osteoporosis. You could end up having kidney stones, psychosis, etc. And so that's my job. Being an MD, that's my job. My job is to teach you about what you have. Why you have it? Is your family at risk? Right? Is your family at risk? And what we could do? That's my job. Okay? And I agree with Jim. You know, maybe people's expectations are too high. Doesn't matter. Doctors are still getting sued when something goes wrong. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Bill calling from Florida. Hey, Bill, what's going on?
Hello, Don. This is one of your truck drivers.
Oh, amen. Hey, buddy.
It's good to hear you live and we can actually talk to you. That's awesome.
I love it, Bill. Yes. I love it. I love it. And I've gotten some of your messages in the past. You are so sweet. So thank you and thank all your truck driver buddies. You know I love you guys.
Great, great. Well, you had asked about Pfizer's home remedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this is a home remedy or not, but it's something I've been using for years, and it works. It seems to work because I haven't been sick in I don't know how long. It's colloidal silver.
Mm-hmm.
I've used it for all kinds of things. Stuff on my skin. I don't know if it was cancer or what it was, but it's gone. I felt a cold coming on. And I've snorted some of it up my nostril, put it on a Q-tip, and snorted it up each nostril. And I drink a swallow of it every night.
Oh, really?
And,
every night?
But every night. And I felt like I was coming down with the worst cold I thought I was ever going to have. And I got it through eating a Thanksgiving dinner with somebody whose child had helped to cook the dinner. And they were sick, and I didn't find this out until after I'd already eaten it. So I figured that I didn't get it through the air. I figured I must have got it serum, you know, through eating. Well, I felt this sickness coming on, and that's when I really started putting colloidal silver up my nose and drinking. I drank a bunch of it and snorted it every hour.
Wow.
And
the reason why I think colloidal silver or the silver types of components are cool is, you know, we've used gold in the past for arthritis. And thank you so much for bringing this up. I love talking about silver, but, Hippocrates even used silver for wound care. I mean, we have used silver for centuries, even World War I, they were using silver, I believe, to treat wounds. I mean, we've seen silver used for gonorrhea and epilepsy and sprue. From an alternative medicine standpoint, you know, some people believe that it could actually even cure cancer. Again, in the regular medical realm, allopathic realm, you know, it's, I don't know of any treatments, and I'd have to look it up, if they have incorporated silver and have been using it. I know, you know, we're using a variety of other chemotherapeutic agents, and we'll revisit that. I'll talk to you guys about how these anti-cancer medications work. It's really kind of cool how that works. But, yeah, I hear a lot about colloidal silver, and it's, I mean, some people swear by it. You know, a home remedy that I swear by is a Colgate toothpaste for pimples. My husband had actually learned that in the Boy Scouts. When he was in the Boy Scouts years ago, I guess as a teenager, they would use the, and that was when Colgate toothpaste was white and chalky. Now Colgate toothpaste is kind of turning into Aquafresh with the different colors. And it doesn't work as well for acne, but Colgate toothpaste, the white chalky form, because the fluoride dries it out. It's phenomenal. We're talking about home remedies, alternative medicine. What do you guys swear by? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I love Colgate toothpaste so much. Actually, you know, I'm a history buff, and I love medical history and dental history. So I actually have an ad from the 1920s when Colgate toothpaste was going into a paste form. You know, most of our dental types of cleaning used to be powder. You take the powder, you'd mix it with a little water and some zinc chloride, and you would mix it with some water, and then you would take a brush and clean your teeth with it. And then Colgate was one of the first to actually come up with a paste in the 20s. And I have the ad when that came out. That was pretty cool. But I love using Colgate toothpaste so much that my husband had an ingrown toe, and the ingrown toe was getting pussy. And pussy, short you people, come on, grow up. And you know, until he could, you know, see his doctor the next day, I had him pull open the skin, and I coated it with Colgate toothpaste. And the next day, the infection was almost gone. Now, again, keep in mind, don't sue me. All right. I'm not allowed to recommend that. All I'm doing is talking about something I think is cool. I am not allowed to recommend that you guys use Colgate toothpaste on an infected toe. No, you need to go to the doctor. You need to get it evaluated. You may need antibiotics. But I'm allowed to tell you the kind of stuff I dig, right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What are your home remedy favorites? We got Stan calling from Texas. Stan, how you doing out there?
How you doing, Doc?
Not too shabby. What's going on?
Oh, I just had to call in again. It's not necessarily a home remedy, but it's just maybe a little off the wall. A lot of people may not heard about it. But I take three things. Turmeric, MDS Forte, and Carnivora.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm 61 years old. I'm 6 foot tall. That's 200 pounds. And I'm still driving and working. What does that tell you?
It's doing something right now. Now, do you just take that? Is that your everyday regimen?
That is my everyday regimen, yes, ma'am.
And you swear by it. All right. That's cool. That's cool. Thank you, Stan, for calling. You know, I'll have people, like, you know, we were going to talk about this case of these people taking enemas. Apparently, there's this TV show. I don't know if I don't, oh, darn, I hope I didn't lose the story. I hate my computer. Where, I guess a Florida couple has been, I guess they take 100 coffee enemas a month. And they swear by it. I guess there's this TV show, My Strange Addiction. And taking a caffeinated enema three times a day keeps them, I guess, going. Let's talk about enemas. That's always a fun one. We'll just kind of plunge deep into the enema cavity subject. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. 1-800-875-3535. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are bad to the bone. I'm sure some of our listeners have called our show bad. I'm hoping they just mean bad to the bone. Yeah, that I'll agree with. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. No other doctor does this, right? And you could probably see why, right? Answering your medical questions, taking your comments, and giving you the real nitty-gritty scoop. I tell you what nobody else would ever tell you in regards to everything. I mean, you know, you think I'll just stop my opinions at medicine? And no, hell no. I only talk about everything. I got a lot to talk about, right? But we have to squeeze it all in. Some of you only get to listen to 1 hour at a time, but we actually are live 9 to noon Pacific time, noon to 3 Eastern time every day, Monday through Friday, plus Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time. So try to catch me anytime you can. And, of course, you know, you can always email me. I love getting emails and answering them back. I'm so diligent. I don't think I've missed one email. I think I've gotten them all. I'm so proud of myself. But if you ever have a question and you're a little shy, right, too shy to call on air, please just email us at drdahlia.com. All right, so a Florida couple is addicted to coffee enemas up to 4 times a day. Apparently what they do is they warm up the coffee on their stove. I hope to high heaven they then cool it down. And then they end up injecting the fluid into their colons. Now, I guess, you know, this isn't the first time you've heard something this interesting and intriguing. I guess there's a television show on TLC. They're in their 4th season, My Strange Addiction. I guess there's a woman addicted to bee stings and somebody else eats fur and is addicted to fur. You know, we actually had a segment. I promise I'll do this again. We had a segment on addictions and philias and fetishes. You know, and it's very interesting to see what people are sexually attracted to out there. Slippers, teddy bears, to the point where there's actually names of the philia or fetish. There's actually scientific names, diagnoses. You know, and one called in saying she was, her sexual fetish was werewolves, right? She's just really into werewolves. Not that she has sex with werewolves, but I guess werewolves get her into the mood. And she was just really honest and upfront about that. I mean, there's so many things going on in this world that we don't know about that seem really just kind of everyday nature to a lot of people. So I promise we'll visit that, because I see a whole show on what people are addicted to. Well, maybe that's why TLC has a show. But let me inform you of some of those things. That's pretty cool. Now, do I agree with anybody enemizing that many times a day? No, I get a little nervous. Now, we know that enemas, especially coffee enemas, have been used for a long time. I mean, I think in the 1920s, a lot of our medical revolution, we do have to give credit to many of the German scientists. The German scientists were evolving just as quickly as we were in America with progress in medicine and innovations. And so German scientists had investigated caffeine's effect on bile duct, small intestines, and I guess Max Gerson had proposed that your coffee enemas would actually have a positive type of effect on people's bowel systems. Also, I guess he was testing it with tuberculosis and even cancer. Now, you know, where I get concerned about enemas is there's a variety of things. Now, you know, mind you, when I was pregnant, yes, you're going to hear this story. When I was in labor, I was in so much pain. I was in labor for 5 days. I was in the hospital twice. They actually sent me home because the baby just didn't come. And I guess, you know, I was safe enough to go home, and I was really just going crazy being in the hospital. I wanted to see my dog. So anyway, they sent me home. But they allowed me to do enemas in the hospital. Now, that was really difficult because, mind you, you know, I was already a physician. Everybody knew me. My friends were always coming in saying hi. You know, I'd be on a bedpan going, really, people, can I have just a little bit of privacy? But, you know, we use enemas in a variety of aspects, you know, when it comes to patient care and treatments, etc. But we don't want to overdo it, because how an enema works is, and I don't want to get into too much detail because I know many of you are eating breakfast or lunch at this time, but, you know, how the enema works is it draws out fluid from your bowel. All right. Many times on the show, and I'm not going to go into it now because it's a pretty lengthy discussion, but I've discussed what the purpose of the colon is, what the purpose of the small intestine does, what it really, really does. What are their main duties? And a main duty of the colon is to draw out fluid from the food, especially water. Your colon protects you from dehydration many times, because what it does is it sucks out the fluid from your stool, which is why when you're constipated, your stool is very dry. Whereas when you have diarrhea, it's very wet. If there's too fast transit time through your colon, the water doesn't get absorbed. Plus there's a flushing mechanism. So, I mean, there's a lot more to diarrhea, and we'll really slosh around that subject on another day. But in terms of being constipated, you know, the longer that stool sits there, it churns and it churns and it dries out because the colon is sucking up the fluid. Well, how enemas work is it has a certain type of osmolality, saltiness, that will cause fluid to come from the colon, causing you then to flush out and poop, not to mention the fluid in and of itself going in as an enema. And many people find it very therapeutic when they're constipated. Many people just like the idea of getting the stool out of them. And so they end up using enemas pretty frequently, and it is addictive. It is very addictive. Now, I'm not saying I am by any means, but you have people that go, I just have to do my daily enema. I mean, we're talking about daily home rituals and remedies and things. I'll have many people admit whenever I bring this segment up on the show, this topic up on the show, they need their enemas. But where I get a little bit concerned is, number one, is you can lose a lot of salts. Number two is you're kind of training your body to not pass the poop on its own. All right, if the body knows they're going to get it, you know, their 7 o'clock enema, then your body's not going to, you know, have to work hard to pass the poop. And you want to be able to have your bowel movements on your own. You know, we all do, right? You know, we want freedom to vote, right? You know, we want Hostess to still stay in business, and we want to be able to poop when we can. Those are just some, you know, basic needs that we have as humans. And, you know, another concern I have, many of you love your colonics. You get colonics pretty regularly. You love your colonics, again, because it empties out the poop. Well, my only issue with the colonics is many of these companies sell packages where you could get 12 in a few week period or whatnot. And, you know, you have lining in your colon that needs to be protected. And some of these colonics or enemas can wear down the lining. Now, your colonic lining protects you against colon cancer. One of the reasons why we believe these nitrates and nitrites and foods rich in those and lack of fiber and constipation could possibly put you more at risk for colon cancer is because you have more time for those foods and those chemicals to sit there and wear on your colonic wall. So you want as much colonic lining as you can, and I get very nervous with many of you that colonicize or colonize, whatever, though, can't say colonize, right? Then, colonicize, how I have colonics. You know what? Why can't I make up that word? You know, why can't I, it's a verb or an adverb. All right, well, my fourth grader would know. Anyway, I get worried that you guys are wearing down a lot of the lining because that lining is protective. So, you know, when it comes to an enema, once in a blue moon, I absolutely have no problem when my patients want to do it. But if this is a daily ritual, I get a little nervous. One of you had written in, I'm sorry I can't read all your, I wish I could read all your home remedies. We're going to bring this subject up again because this is always a hot topic. One of you say that you use vodka for smelly feet, that you clean your feet with vodka. I've heard of that. You know what other home remedy blows my mind? Earwax for cold sores on your lips. You take a Q-tip. I can't tell you to do this, but people, I guess, have told me you take a Q-tip, you get the earwax, you rub it on your cold sore, and it goes away. Whoa. Lemon balm tea also has been known for cold sores. All right, we got to get into medical news this next hour. I guess diet sodas are putting you more at risk for diabetes than regular soda. So we got a lot to talk about. Please stay on board. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9.
beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster, our own 4-herb tea capsules, and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.